Well, it was a rough week for those watching the Senate confirmation hearings of Justice Brett Kavanaugh, no matter whose side you were on. Today, on the Longview, our contributing analyst Neil Milner tackles what happens now that the focus is shifting to the midterm elections. Morning.
Hi.
So, what gives?
Well, what gives is a very broad question that involves a lot of contradictory stuff in terms of how it's going to affect the election. And right now, it's really in a state of flux. I want to look at a study that was really done a little bit before the Kavanaugh confirmation or before the hearings that suggests certain things that might happen in the election coming up in the midterms. But as far as what we know right now, there's a lot of contradictory evidence about whether this will help the Democrats or the Republicans. There's some evidence that Republican voters are narrowing the enthusiasm gap that it would help the Democrats. The thing is, we don't know how much that affects voting, and there's a lot of really sort of mixed up sort of stuff. People increasingly disapproved of Kavanaugh as a choice over time, even after the thing. People didn't like the way he was treated in the hearing. They kind of disapproved of the whole process. But at the same time, of all things, Mitch McConnell's approval rating has gone up. Now, it was pretty low to start with. So I guess the best thing you can say is that we really don't know, and there's a lot of spinning going on as each political party says it's going to help us, and we'll have to watch over time. Remember, there isn't much time before the election.
No, there isn't.
And so that's an important factor. And people in a polarized situation are pretty much locked in. Now, given that, we can look at this particular piece of research that's done on where the competitive districts are in the 2018 midterms, the competitive House of Representatives things. And if you go through that and you think about Kavanaugh, there are some interesting suggestions about where the battles are going to be and how it could work against Republicans. So let's look at that very quickly. The first thing is that this is a City Lab study, which is and based very much on data. And what they did was not just to look at urban versus rural versus suburban. They divided the country according to density. And it turns out that the key races are in the suburbs, but that is the key most competitive races. But they're in certain kinds of suburbs, not the ones that are very rural, the ones that are sort of a mix of a little rural, a little bit of high density, and then your regular suburban things, and suburbs that are a little stronger than that. Now, it turns out that the Republicans in these areas hold in these areas that are competitive. These are the places, this is where the election's going to be decided in these districts because they're competitive. Most districts, most races are not competitive. Most House seats are safe. The Republicans have more of these competitive races. They hold the seats now. 40% of these seats that are competitive are Republican. Only one out of 90. So what, 1% are Democratic. So they don't talk about Kavanaugh here, but there are certain things in here about competitive districts that suggest something about the results of the Kavanaugh thing. So let's look very quickly at that. It turns out that these two kinds of suburban districts that are the most competitive tend to be a little bit wealthier, a little less white than the rural areas, and tend to have a higher number of college-educated people. All of those sorts of things lean in the direction of Democrats a little bit more. The Republican Party is essentially a white party with white males being in the lead. And the recent elections have shown that density determines things. That is, the lower the density of the area you live in, the more likely it is to be Republican. The higher the density that you live in, and it goes right down the map. So if you look at those competitive races that tend to be a little less white, but still pretty white, higher education, higher income, they were the ones that were a little more likely to leak their Republican support because they didn't like Trump. A little bit more, it varied. And women were particularly in that group, where women moved away. Most Republican women still voted for Trump, but if you look at the polls over time, higher educated folks in the suburbs and in other places, and women were more anti-Trump. So you then look at the Kavanaugh situation. If these people are more likely to leak and they haven't made up their mind yet, particularly women, was this enough to push more women into the Democratic camp as far as voting is concerned? Now, remember, if it's a close race, it doesn't take very much to change the outcome. Most people don't change their minds about what parties they voted for. But in a close election, in a competitive election, that may be enough to move it. So that suggests, if you don't know anything else, that in these most competitive races, it may lean now a little bit more to the advantage of the Democrats.
But what do you think is going to happen? I mean, we saw the president at a campaign rally the other day, and he basically said, yeah, the folks that were against Kavanaugh are evil.
Well, he can say, I mean, look, most of the time the president speaks, he's speaking to his base. Through all kinds of weird situations here, not so weird. One is the Republicans wanted Kavanaugh all the way along the line because he's a firm conservative. There was a brief unification between standard conservatives and Trump. Doesn't happen very often. And it happened on this. What the Republicans are arguing, and you have to kind of, Trump is not the best political analyst when he's on the stump. He's got instincts, but not on the stump. What you may be saying is that that there are enough people, Republicans, who were offended by the process that they're, you know, that they lean. But and that may be the case. And that they become more enthusiastic here. The Republicans keep talking about more enthusiasm. But the real question is not how enthusiastic they are. It's whether they'll vote or not. Are these people who are more motivated, would they have been likely to vote anyway? And they would probably have been likely to vote Republican anyway. So the campaign is certainly nasty. It's certainly totally depressing about what's happened now. And there may be long-term ramifications of this. But right now, I don't think you're going to find big changes as a result of this. But again, if you look at the competitive races, all it may take is small changes. And right now, most of the analysts think that the Democrats have, one of the best analysts of this does a lot of interesting data stuff. It's about a 77% probability that the Democrats will carry the House. Now, remember, 77% means that in any situation, in 100 times you have this election, 22 times or 23 times it would work the other way. We should learn that from the Trump probabilities. But that's what it looks like right now.
Well, what about the thought that, you know, as it gets closer to the election, that if something else happens, that when you're in the voting booth, emotion will take over and
emotion doesn't take over very much in the voting booth. I think that, again, whatever anybody says about what could happen could play a role if the election is close enough. In a theoretical election, if all it takes is one vote to turn something around, and that one voter happens not to like the hairdo of the opposing candidate, that could make enough of a decision. But most people have a pretty firm idea about who they're going to vote for. This is a very kind of visible activity that we see, this event with Kavanaugh. But it's not going to change the overwhelming majority of people's minds about who they vote for. But again, in competitive districts, it doesn't have to change too many people's minds of who they're going to vote for.
Right. And then we'll just start to see just nastier campaigns as we get closer.
By the way, I guess I should remind everybody that neither of the Hawaii congressional districts is even remotely close to being competitive. These are safe Democratic districts.
Okay, we'll see what happens.
Sure.
That was HPR's political analyst Neil Milner with the long view of the midterm elections.